Hi, this is Stu Leonard coming to you live from our flagship store. I've just flown in 7,000 red-legged mountain turkeys from the Colorado Rockies, some of the rarest poultry in all of North America. Bred in the mile-high air, these turkeys have some of the juiciest, most tender meat you've ever eaten. And they're so big, just one bird can feed a party of 25, so they're perfect for the holidays. The locals warned us some of these turkeys might not do so well so close to sea level, so you better grab them while you can. Stop by a Stu Leonard's location near you and pick one up today for only $6.99 a pound. Come on down, we'd love to see you. Hi, this is Stu Leonard coming to you live from a police checkpoint high above my flagship store. Seems I got a bit more than I bargained for with these red-legged mountain turkeys. Turns out that once you bring them close to sea level, they start breeding at an alarming rate, and they become pretty powerful, too. I saw one bite through a cast iron lamppost last night, and the sight of it was just chilling. I would love to put the whole bunch of them down, to be honest with you, but our head butcher was overpowered, and we haven't seen him for a week, so if you're hankering for a real treat, and you happen to have a military-grade weapon at your disposal, come down to your local Stu Leonard's and help us out. We would really, really appreciate it. However, I must warn you that these turkeys are surprisingly agile, and despite their enormous size, they can hide almost anywhere. But if you can bag one, it's yours for free. Don't bring anything smaller than a grenade launcher, though. Trust me, we found that out the hard way. But anyway, come on down. We'd love to see you. Hi, this is Stu Leonard coming to you live from my military-grade fallout shelter several miles below the Earth's crust. If you can hear this, I just want you to know that was never, ever my intention to flood the eastern seaboard with an unstoppable race of super predator poultry. There was absolutely no way that I could have known that outside of their mountain climate, these turkeys would transform into invulnerable, bloodthirsty monsters. I'll live and learn, I guess. I also want to remind you that if you run into one of these remorseless killing machines, above all, protect your eyes and your groin. Those are the areas that these guys go for first, all right? Everyone should be aware of that. And if you're hiding out in your own shelter, I've been told that a special army unit is being recalled from Afghanistan to replace the National Guard platoons that got slaughtered in the first Great Turkey Battle. So that's a bit of good news, I guess. In the meantime, I got enough food down here to last me, I guess 3 months, if I push it, plus a handgun and enough bullets to take the other way out, if it comes to that. So, again, sorry for all the horror, but if your town still has accessible roads, we got Macintosh apples in from Maine, and they're on sale for 59 cents a pound. So, come on down. We'd love to see you.